Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Travis Ishikawa, San Jose Giants hitting coach, and very familiar with Bryce Eldridge, who was just promoted to AAA. Thanks for joining us, Travis. Appreciate it.
Well, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, absolutely. Let's start with Bryce Eldridge, somebody who you know very well, and now he's playing at AAA. The big clubs struggling with the bats. I heard Buster Posey yesterday talk about how ideally maybe he'd stay in the minors another year, but things can change. How much determines when a player comes up deciding upon the player himself and then maybe where the big club is in a particular point of the season?
Yeah, I think it always ranges. Every situation, every scenario is always different. You know, for me, like, for example, when I made my debut, it was out of necessity, right? I think one of the players went on bereavement leave for a couple days, and they just needed a body to fill in. It wasn't really that I'd earned the spot, but I, you know, done well enough to where I guess I wasn't going to embarrass them if I got in there. So, you know, and then other times I got called up, it was you know, I believe it was earned, and you know, there was a need. And so I think there's always going to be kind of stars aligning, so to speak. You know, you kind of look at what Jock's doing over there with Kansas City and with Kurtz and with the A's. You know, they've kind of earned their way, you know, kind of pushed their way through the major leagues. You know, and I think Bryce is right there knocking on the door as well. You know, it's going to be a matter of when Buster feels like it's ready and he feels like, you know, Bryce is ready and the team will be ready to have him.
Travis, you played, you know, at a high level, big time Major League Baseball. Now you're a hitting coach for the San Jose Giants, as my partner just mentioned. What are you seeing from this Giant team as a whole at the plate, mainly Adames? And if you could share with us, you know, what those conversations are like to kind of get the team and certain players out of the funk.
Yeah, I think a big thing is it's guys wanting. It's guys caring so much. You know, I haven't been around them at all that much this spring, but Adames came down with Verlander to get some at-bats off Verlander when he was getting some innings in. And you can just see the way he carries himself. He's a pro. I mean, we saw it in Milwaukee. I think that's why we signed him and gave him that big contract. And I never got to experience those big contracts, but I got to believe guys with those big contracts, especially coming to a new team, right? They feel the pressure. They want to produce. They want to give the fans, you know, the reason that they got those contracts and help teams win. And you know, sometimes it's just they put unnecessary or added pressure on themselves. You know, I think we've always seen it from a lot of other guys. And you know, just give it a little bit of time, and he'll find his routine and. You know, I've already seen him help us a few times up there. You know, I know that we're probably all hoping and wanting him to do a little bit more. But, you know, I know that Willie's a really good player. And like I said, just I think before this year's over, we'll be looking back and we'll see where he's really helping this club. Not only on the field, but in the club as well.
Travis Ishikawa joining us on 95.7 The Game, San Jose Giants hitting coach. Just real quick, getting back to getting back to Bryce Eldridge, specifically, what are going to be maybe his own challenges at the next level? And are they any more unique than any player trying to go from the minor leagues to the major leagues?
Again, I think everybody's different. I think Bryce has got the hit tool, right? We've all seen it. We've all got to kind of follow him last year. I was very fortunate to be a part of that for the first half of the season. And, he's a natural hitter. He's even in his draft year at 18 when he came up to us for the last couple of weeks of the 23 season. You could just see the confidence in the box. He carried himself not like a lot of teenagers do. And even, like I said, going back to my career, I didn't carry myself in the box as an 18-year-old like he did. And so I knew that coming into last year, there was going to be a lot of excitement. And obviously, he didn't disappoint. And you know, guys like him, you're not messing too much with the swing. You're just trying to help him mature, help him, learn how to have an approach in the box, how to show up every day and work and making sure that you're doing the right things. And I think he's still showing it, right? Obviously, he wouldn't have gone to AAA if he wasn't producing at the plate. And, I think his biggest challenge is just going to continually be on the defensive side of the ball. Mm. Not that he's not good, but, when we came up to us in his draft year, he was playing outfield. And so first base is really new for him. He just started playing it last year in April, or in spring training of last year. So he barely has a little over a year of experience at first base. And, and the work that Villegas and Kivi, our fundamental manager, did down here with him, and then as he moved up at each level, all the fundamental coaches and the managers with as well. I see the development. I see him getting better. But that's going to probably be the biggest challenge of just, he's grown up his whole life hitting in the batter's box, but he hasn't gotten a ton of reps at first base. And so just as he gets to AAA, and the game will probably move a little bit faster in AAA. Guys kind of are really good at slowing the game down up there. And you get a lot of guys with big league experience. So I think that'll be the biggest challenge for him is just being able to handle himself on the defensive side of the box. We all know the offense is going to be there.
Right. Travis Ishikawa joining us, San Jose Giants hitting coach. Obviously a player like him can get a fan base excited. Let me ask you this about him, because we don't know a lot about him. What kind of kid is he? Is he hard on himself? Is he laid back? Is he intense? What kind of personality does he have?
Yeah, like I said, he was probably one of the more mature teenagers I've ever seen in professional baseball. He carries himself very well. It's hard for him not to stand out just because he's 6'7", but you take away the height, he fits right in. He doesn't look lost. He doesn't look like he's out of place. He definitely doesn't need to tell you how good he is. He's got that kind of quiet swag, so to speak, where you see the confidence spewing, from him when he walks around, when he walks into the box. You feel like he knows what he's doing, and he knows exactly what it is that he wants to do. And I like sharing the story. We had this game in Modesto last year. This lefty had gotten him out, I think, a couple nights ago, and he comes in out of the bullpen. I think it was the bases loaded, and we were tie game, or we were down a run in the eighth inning, and he comes up before he goes out on deck. He goes, "If this guy hangs me a slider, I'm going to hit it out for homer." And sure enough, the first slider he sees, he gets a grand slam. And that's who he is. And then he doesn't need to let everybody know that that's what he was doing. He just, he was pumped up for the moment. He celebrated with his team, and then he went out and he played defense the next half inning. That's the kind of character kid he is. He's a constant pro. He's ever evolving, and he's way more mature beyond his age.
Man, Travis, you got me. I'm going to bring him up, but I get it. We'll see him. Right. We'll see him soon.
I know we're all excited when that day comes, so for sure. Hey, I know I'll be just as excited as everybody else.
The Giants made some roster moves this morning, and I'm pretty sure you saw them. But if you don't mind, can you share with us? Because I was shocked about Lamont Wade Jr. He was DFA'd. Your thoughts when you heard that news and what he's meant to the Giants?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I just saw that. You know, again, like I said, I'm not in there. I don't know what's going on. Obviously, you know, the time here, he was remarkable from the time he got called up in that season. It was a 21 season. We just kept going up and down. And every time he came up, he found ways to help the club win. And, you know, he's another good clubhouse guy. And it's unfortunate. Obviously, I know the numbers weren't looking like typical Lamont numbers. And, you know, that's the kind of the ugly business side of baseball sometimes. And you know, it can kind of stink sometimes. And you hope that he finds somewhere else to latch on to, or even if he comes back and goes to Sacramento and, you know, keeps producing, there might be a need for him later in the year. And he figures out another way to help out the club, get to the playoffs and go even further. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but again, you know, obviously it's the business side of the baseball that if you haven't been affected by it, you haven't been playing long enough. Mm.
Travis Ishikawa joining us on 95.7 The Game. Do you mind telling me, like, how frequently do you talk to Buster Posey, if at all, about, you know, guys who you see every day and maybe a little bit about Eldridge? I mean, do you guys have weekly calls, or does he pretty much let you do your thing and you do what you do down there and he does what he does?
No, I'm pretty low on the totem pole. When he became a part owner, I texted him and asked for a raise. But other than that, you know, he gave me the typical bus response that he'd look into it, and never heard from him again. But no, he's incredibly busy. He obviously relies on our farm director and our assistant, or vice president of farm director, you know, Randy Wynn and Kyle Haynes. I think he leans on those guys more as they kind of oversee all the minor leagues. So, you know, we kind of run stuff up the chains, and then it gets back to Kyle and Randy, and then Randy will report to Buster. And I think that's kind of how the flow goes. So I don't think Buster's got the time in his day to be talking to every single hitting coach in the minor leagues and pitching coach and managers and things like that. So I mean, he's definitely well aware of what's going on, but yeah, I don't have the direct contact with him.
Hey, Travis, last one about the offense. It's 61 games in, they're 5-0, but on your metric, are you concerned? Nothing to see here. It's early June. How concerned would you be if you're a Giant fan just about this, you know, ineptitude from the offense?
I wouldn't be too concerned. I mean, yeah, well, they've been going through a little lull. You know, I mean, you can probably look at a lot of the World Series run teams, and I think all the offenses kind of go through those lulls too. And I think the thing that they've got that they haven't had in a while is just healthy pitching and strong pitching you know, as long as, you know, which we said in 2010, right, as long as you get that pitching and the defense, you've always got a shot at winning. You just got to, you know, figure out a way to have that timely hit. And I know that, you know, Pat and OG and Tiny over there are doing everything they can. And I know I got all the faith and they'll get it turned around and get things figured out.
Hey, Travis, thank you so much
appreciate
for joining
it.
Us. I know you got other responsibilities. I appreciate you squeezing us in, and good luck to you and the San Jose Giants.
All right. Appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Travis Ishikawa.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.